Iran is indicating it wants more time to comply with demands from the International Atomic Energy Agency beyond the October 31st deadline the agency has set. The indication came as Iran announced that the IAEA's top official will visit Tehran this week. Iran's envoy to the IAEA says his country is committed to boosting cooperation with the agency, but may need more time to satisfy all of its demands. In comments published Monday in the state-run daily Iran, the envoy Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran's cooperation with the IAEA has quickened since talks earlier this month. Mr. Salehi said cooperation should accelerate further in the coming weeks, but that more time may be needed. He said it would be wrong to declare failure as long as progress is being made. The IAEA has given Iran until the end of October to fully disclose the nature of its nuclear program and to agree to an additional protocol that would subject its nuclear sites to closer scrutiny by agency inspectors. Meanwhile, Iran's presidential adviser, Ali Rabi'i, told the country's news agency that, in his words, highly placed officials in the Iranian government were discussing seriously the issue of the additional protocol. The presidential adviser also announced that IAEA Director Mohammad Al-Baradei is expected to arrive in Tehran Thursday for more talks on nuclear issues. Iran is a signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and says its nuclear program is purely for peaceful purposes. The United States has accused Iran of pursuing a clandestine nuclear weapons program. In a related development, Egypt's official news agency reported Monday from Tehran that the deputy speaker of Iran's parliament, Mohammad Reda Khatami, has called on his country to allow more IAEA inspections in order to convince the world Iran has no nuclear weapons. Mr. Khatami is the brother of Iranian President Mohammad Khatami. James Martone for VOA News, Cairo.